Late fall can mean cleanup time, not just for homeowners, but for gardeners as well. A unique partnership between a botanical garden and a bird rescue uses what would be composted to help heal injured birds. WHYY Zoe Reed takes us to the Mount Cuba Center in Hockessin, Delaware.
Senior horticulturalist Joshua Dunham and his team wade through a meadow of tall native grasses.
What we're doing today is we're managing yellow Indian grass.
These plants grow fast, so the gardeners must cut the stems to control the numbers. They're collecting and saving the stems and seeds for injured and sick birds at the nearby Tri-State Bird Rescue and Research.
I think it just makes the job that much more worthwhile. You know, it makes me want to get up and come to work and, you know, just to help support another organization that's doing work for another living organism.
The bird rescue takes donated plant waste from Mount Cuba and creates natural habitats for birds recovering from oil spills, flying into windows, cat attacks, fishing line entanglements, and lead poisoning. Bird rescue volunteer Marion Quinn came up with the idea several years ago. She noticed on Facebook that Mount Cuba was destroying the egg casings of an invasive insect. Quinn asked the garden to donate them instead.
And I wrote to them and said, no, don't burn them. Give them to Tri-State because we can hatch them. There's food in there.
Soon, Mount Cuba also started donating native plants for these native birds. About 10 miles away at Tri-State Bird Rescue and Research in Newark, Quinn shows me one of the bird habitats she created.
So we're in an outdoor enclosure, and what I'm looking at is pretty much all donated materials from native grasses, native branches such as spice bush branches. We have logs.
This habitat took several hours to create.
It's an art and a science. You have to understand your species and their behaviors.
For example, every bird's feet are structured differently and need different kinds and sizes of branches to perch on. And they all need different plants to eat, sleep on, or hide in. A shorebird's enclosure has sand and dune grasses, while a woodland bird has branches and leaves. And the rescue wants the habitats to look as realistic as possible in an effort to reduce stress.
It's exactly what they would need out in the wild, and it's what they're getting here in rehabilitation, whether it's a tundra swan or a swamp sparrow.
Not only do the habitats keep birds active and engaged, they can also be a source for food. Quinn lights up when recalling a time her supervisor caught a glimpse of an injured swamp sparrow using the donated pea pods she installed in its enclosure.
She could hear this little injured sparrow in the tote, happily munching away, opening up these little pods and pulling the seeds out. It brought tears to my eyes that it's as though he never left the wild.
The sooner the birds can feed themselves, the less time they spend in captivity. And yes, the sparrow made a full recovery after crashing into a window. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.